views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Genetic Living Radio is a conscious reality creation journey. Tune in as Rick and Grace Paris teach you the innovative approach and new philosophy that will shift your entire paradigm of what it is to be a human being. Synergenetic Living is a living, breathing, conscious experience. As a shaman for 20 years, Rick Paris has been guiding people to fuller existences since his first workshop in 1995. He is well-versed in a wide variety of healing arts, including being an Enneagram expert. Grace Paris serves synergenetic living clients powerfully and beautifully by embodying the fundamental role of a feedback provider, graciously guiding people to their own realizations and higher purposes. On this show, Rick and Grace will share with listeners the key to unlocking the infinite potential of human consciousness in order to create a life of preference. Learn to author your own destiny with Synergenetic Living Radio.
Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Grace Paris, and I'm here with Rick.
Hey.
And you're listening to Synergenetic Living Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour and let us help you experience a new philosophy, a new way to heal yourself, and a totally new approach to life. Each Friday on Synergenetic Living Radio, we'll have new and exciting solutions to everyday problems in this time of chaos and great change. Today, Rick and I are here to discuss how to use fear for your personal advantage and advancement. I think the title we used was Exploit Your Fear. And I think it's a perfect topic for all that's kind of going on in the world right now. When I was a kid, growing up in Hawaii, there was always this saying like, no fear, no fear. Like they were bumper stickers everywhere. And that was kind of like the motto. And then when I moved to California, that same sentiment kind of popped up, but in another way, like only love. It's all about love. And so for me personally, moving through fear proved to be a great challenge. And I later understood why, because fear and love go hand in hand. It's like you can't have fear. What am I trying to say here, Rick?
What you're trying to say is there one does not go anywhere without the other. They're always hand in hand. And it's because there's a great paradox in love. Do you want me to continue?
Yeah.
And that paradox, for instance, Marianne Williamson has a quote that people really like to use or throw around here and there. I see it. It depends on what's going on. But she says that you're either in a state of love or you're in a state of fear, which is completely contradictive. It's not really true, because if you are going to the opposite of love is not fear. The opposite of love is apathy. Those are the extremes, not fear and love. Fear and love are very close together. And like we said earlier, it's because they're always side by side. And the reason they're side by side is the paradox that has to be resolved in love is the more that you love something, the greater the fear of loss. So if you aren't pushing that envelope, chances are you're not, let's say, in as much love as you could be. Because if I create too much safety around love and I take all the fear away, love loses its luster. It loses a certain power. And fear and love, if you say you're either in fear and you're in love, they don't go anywhere without each other. Especially if that's what your goal is. If your goal is to love, then you must get very intimate with fear.
That can be super scary.
Yeah, and it is scary. That's the whole point, right? When you're first falling for somebody, you are afraid and you're excited. It's a very exciting time when you first get in a relationship and you're really liking the other person. I mean, that's why you see things. Well, did they say I love you first, or did you say I love you first, right? Because it's about fear, and who goes through that fear ends up being the generally the more courageous one. And so if you're going to love, you're going to have to deal with fear. And that's how you know you're in love, when you're afraid, you know, and this happens with parents a lot. You know, parents, the child grows much faster, where most grown-ups, again, not necessarily adults, but most grown-ups have gotten to the point and a place in their life where they have a set of patterns that they're really going through on a daily basis, rather than living moment to moment, what creates joy in my life and what's my preferences. They usually get into patterns and try and reinforce those patterns with others. Well, with adolescents, for instance, they're growing so fast and stretching so fast, parents try to go into control. Well, I'm going to have to control this kid, you know, which happens in the terrible twos as well, which people go into control, and control is the antithesis to love. When you opt for control, you lose freedom, creativity, and love. Those are the three things you give up in order to control. So if you're afraid and you go into control, you're out of love and you're not really paying attention. And even now with this whole gun control issue going on, if you're really paying attention to what's happening, it's a fear. And America as a country is one that's supposed to be striving for freedom, striving to be like that eagle, to be self-authored, independent, powerful, and free. And so this fear has to be something that you understand that it's there and you're in a comfortable place. And with teenagers, they're growing so fast that the adults aren't used to their growth speed. They're not really used to growing up. Let's say grown-ups, not adults. They're not used to growing. They're not used to this pace that the adolescent is just stretching. It's like springtime in their life, and they're just popping, and the adults have trouble keeping up. And they're changing quick, and they're changing their ideas, and they're trying on everything around them to try to figure out how to fit in. And
yeah, you know, it's a very different cadence to growth.
Right. And if you're not ready for that as an adult, most adults, their reaction to that fear of not being able to understand who they are and why are these emotions coming from, what's going on, they get scared and then they go into control. And so that's when problems start happening in the family dynamic because of the parents' lack of understanding of that I have to be free and I have to be afraid. So fear in shamanism, some shamanism, culture studies, whatever, regard fear as the great teacher. And so the great teacher, the way that's meant is, if I'm in fear, what that really, really says to you underneath it all is you have a negative belief. You have a negative belief in your experience, that which is really a mental limitation that you've made real, and you're pushing on the edge of that. You're pushing against that boundary that you have, where here's where I'm safe and there's where I'm unsafe. So by understanding that love and fear go together, and if you find yourself afraid, it's your chance to get greater love. It's an opportunity to stretch for greater happiness. And so fear is the great teacher, because if you're hitting and in fear anywhere, you have to understand, you have to be able to recognize that and understand, oh, this is the time that I am hitting a boundary where love is. And since fear is coming up, I have a belief that I'm not going to be able to handle it, or I have a belief that I'm not going to be able to go through this. And so most grown-ups, their reaction to fear is to avoid it. And that's where the control comes in. I don't want to deal with this fear. And since fear has been labeled as this negative emotion that people don't like, or they don't want to deal with, or they want to avoid, which if you look at our country right now as a whole, fear is rampant right now. And part of it is because we haven't learned. The adolescent is attempting all the time to avoid fear at any cost, you know, because they're so uncomfortable because they haven't been taught how to utilize fear. And if you don't know how to utilize fear appropriately, chances are you are going to go into control, because that's the first reaction, is to back up, where a person who is awake and paying attention knows this is the chance for me to expand myself, to expand my beliefs, to expand the boundary where love kind of ends, where love and fear are hitting each other is a boundary. And that boundary, if you're paying attention, is a place to find a reservoir of new love. Because if you recognize it as such, the fear is coming up because of my negative belief or my limited belief. You know, it depends on how you want to view that. Either way is actually fine, because either way it is. It's a negative belief, and I've outgrown it. And so my reality is beginning to create the environment of fear. Again, like the gun control issue going on, there's massive amount of fear. But what I'm getting at is that fear is like a consensus experience, because of the fact that as a whole, we haven't been dealing fear and we're suppressing fear. So fear is a very intense emotion. And as you know, even with people with cancer and some, and these kind of terminal illnesses, potentially terminal illnesses, people are behind there saying, "Wow, I was always afraid that was going to happen. I was always worried that that was going to happen," because fear is such an intense, intense emotion. And if it's not dealt with appropriately, that fear in essence is part of your conscious, and your, in your consciousness, it's generating. Since emotions are what we generate reality with, that fear is generating experience unconsciously. But we're going to go on a break right now, and feel free to call in if you like, 800-930-2819, and we'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
And we're back on Synergenetic Living Radio. We're here talking about love and fear, that paradox. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to get a hold of us. And you can find us online at www.synergeneticliving.com or feel free to shoot us an email at info@synergeneticliving.com. And we're live. So if you have something you want to chat about, really in regards to fears and what comes up for you, don't be bashful. 800-930-2819.
Yeah. And I think my energy is a little bit low today. So I would just say that, just if I can get say that, I might be able to move out of it. But I want people to understand how to use fear. And like I said, since fear is always being used inappropriately and it's avoidance, like she was saying before, you know, I have these stickers, no fear, and go through your fear, you know, deny fear, push it away, throw it away, whatever you want to do with it. Well, you're not only potentially throwing away a resource for love, you're also creating an environment to actually get what you're afraid of. And like I was saying before the break, what happens is if I push these fears aside and if I go into control and I don't really see what's going on, I've got to stuff those. As I was saying before, I've had people that I've worked with that had cancer. And one of the things we have to break down is recognizing they always had a fear of that. They had a fear of that actual disease and they end up getting that disease. And what's happening in the background is my intense emotions are running. So you've got this little generator in the background, which is part of your resonance field, but that part of your resonance field is just attracting that. It's just attracting that because you've got the tools of creation operating. I have an expectation that that's probably going to happen. I'm afraid of it, which there's the emotional intensity. And because I'm not moving through it, it's just sitting there in the background generating. And oftentimes, I've talked to many, many people who broke up. And one of the common things to understand that is people, something will happen that they were afraid of. And one of the first things that come out of their mouth is, I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. That's what's running in the background. That's why they knew it was going to happen, because they're putting so much emphasis on the fear. So fear will create the reality because of the intensity that is, and because it's been shoved in the background. And what's really happening is I just have a negative or a restricting belief and I'm not going through it.
I think that's why so many people can relate to living in this nightmare. They're looking at America as being broken and this and that, and really holding this expectation of like our country is going to hell.
Yeah. It's like when kids get upset and they're utilizing something, maybe vacuuming, and then they hit something in the house and they break and they're like, oh, this stupid vacuum, stupid vacuum, you know, and it's not there. That's what I see happening in this country. The country's broken. The country is not broken. The way it's being utilized is inappropriate, but the country's not broken. It's just going through a lot of change. We're going through an image shift as a country right now. Like, who are we? You know, we don't really like being this police state, ensuring, you know, a certain amount of freedom for everyone, when that is our integration as a country, to move through our fear and go for greater security. But we have to go for the greater security without losing freedom. And it's, for the adolescent, there's no paradox. It's either one or the other. I'm either fear or I'm in love, you know? And so what's happening with these fears is because there's a limited belief. I mean, one of the things I remember distinctly as a little boy was one of the first times I really felt powerful that I could remember. And I was, you know, like many kids, I was afraid of the dark. And so what was happening was my parents would say, you got to close the door. And they would close the door and they wouldn't let me have a light and all that kind of stuff. And I would measure myself and put myself exactly in the middle of the bed because I thought they could, you know, if they were reaching up around the bed, they could only get me one or the, you know, they couldn't get me with both hands if I was in the middle. And I would cry myself to sleep often this way. And then one day I just realized, I'm going to sneak the flashlight. I want to see who's under the bed. And, you know, so I went in my room and I hid the flashlight. And as soon as they shut the door and I heard something creaking around, I just turned the flashlight on and went under the bed like I was going to catch that, you know. And, of course, there was nothing under the bed. But I felt so powerful. I felt like I'm the boss. I'm the one doing this. And what that gift was at the time in my life was a sense of courage. And after that, for whatever reason, I really became a much more courageous little boy. It was like I found something in myself. And at that time, what gift was behind that fear was my courage. I didn't know that I was strong enough to deal with whatever I had to deal with. But it really did give me that. And so anybody who will process a fear, the beauty of processing a fear is getting to this place where you recognize what's behind it. And sometimes you're in so much fear, it's really difficult because I'm so scared to do this. I don't even know what's going to be on this side. And the truth is, you won't know what the gift is. You don't realize like, oh, it was courage that I gained out of looking at, you know, looking for the boogie monster. You know, I didn't know that's what I was going to get. So you don't really know what's back there until you actually get involved with it. And of course, when you go through that fear, you're going to have to find the love. You're going to have to understand I'm afraid of more right now. And I have a limited belief keeping me away from that more. And it's wrapped up in fear. And so what the adolescent does and what a lot of people are doing is they experience anger. Since I don't like fear and I don't want to deal with any fear, I'm going to supplant fear with anger.
Yeah, and it feels like anger is often like it's either the crayon that doesn't get used or it's the only crayon that gets used.
Right. And so what's happening is if you supplant fear with anger, then what happens is every time you get scared, you get angry. And then, of course, that's control. And everybody around you gets scared, go, oh, geez, give them what they want. You know, they're getting pissed off now. So it's a great control mechanism because at the same time, not only do I get angry, I get to control the people around me because now I'm angry. And then people use their anger inappropriately because it's like same thing, watching all these kids and adults on TV so angry about the gun control issue and so afraid of the freedom that we say we are, and not really understanding it's a paradox that we have to move through. It isn't one or the other. We can't have greater freedom without greater security. And we really can't have greater security without greater freedom. You can't really, if you go for one, the other's going to lose out. So the decision has to be more complex. How can we offer greater freedom and greater security? And see, the adolescent is not going to do that because that creates too much gray area for them. It's going to take talking and listening to each other rather than spitting out our arguments against. And so fear, if it's inappropriately used and anger is inappropriately used, you're so far away from understanding what's going on. And again, anger is just the easy emotion because, you know, it is easy to get angry when you're scared. You know, like if I scare my wife, she gets mad. God damn it, knock it off, you know, or something like that. And, you know, of course, I'm laughing at that. But for her, she gets angry. And you can see when somebody scares you, like what's your first experience, your first reaction? For many people, it's anger. And that's okay too. But as soon as you get mad, you have to recognize that's just my knee jerk. It's not really the appropriate action, but I got mad. So let me just stick with this and recognize this isn't for me to control with people. This is for me to understand greater around myself and understand there's something that I'm protecting myself from. And there's another example I give of that. It's like if you're a little kid and you're walking down the beach, let's say you're 2 years old and the waves are coming in, the waves are, you know, 1 foot tall waves, nothing. But if a wave comes in and knocks you down, it's going to scare you. You're going to get upset. So what are you going to do? You're going to build a wall in front of the beach so I can be safe. So I build up, you know, let's just build a nice high wall. I'll build an 8 foot wall to protect me from these waves that are on the other side. So I grow up walking down the beach with a wall. Every once in a while, a wave might hit and splash some water. I'm like, oh God, good thing that wall's there because it's hardcore over there. Well, you don't realize that that's just my wall is the fear. I don't even know what's on the other side. As a matter of fact, now that I'm a grown up, it's really easy for me. I'd be having a lot of fun in those waves, but I'm not going to have fun because I'm scared and I've built a wall around what's happening between me and this fear. So it's like that. You build a wall to protect yourself and then you try to avoid it. And again, over that wall is some kind of gift that I really don't even know it's there. But it's so scary, I'm not looking, I'm not even aware. But if you can recognize that when I'm in fear, that's a limitation. I've got a wall somewhere. And of course, on the other side is really a belief that I can't have it, or I can't do it, or I can't function, or I can't. There's a limited belief that's on the other side of that fear. So that has to be overcome consciously. So if you get angry, I've got to be able to say, okay, that's just, I'm sorry, you know, I'm angry right now. I got scared, but I do want to understand more about this. So if you can start doing that, what you're going to end up doing is fear is the most elegant path to your growth. And what I like to say, it's like your North Compass. It's like your North Star. If you really wanted to get the most mileage you could get out of growth, it would be to just attack my fears. Attack, and I say attack because most people are doing the opposite. They're not even going near it for the most part. And so since it takes a lot of will to do that. But we're going to go on a break here. And if you want to call in, please do so. Again, 800-930-2819. If you want to work through a fear and see how you can uncover these things, call in and I'll be happy to do that with you. Thank you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
And we're back on Synergenetic Living Radio. We're talking about love and fear and how fear is a great teacher and how we can move beyond fear.
Yeah, and what I was saying before the break, you know, we do a lot of work with relationships. A lot of the work we do is with relationships. And one of the reasons we do that is because when teaching this philosophy, the fast track to your growth, the fastest way you're going to grow is in relationship. Now, it doesn't have to necessarily be a relationship with another person. It could be a relationship with a business. It could be a relationship with an animal. But that's a fast track to growing, because as you give greater significance to anything in reality, that significance becomes a more clear mirror and the issues come up. Like in relationships, oftentimes the shadow aspects come up in relationships. So it's a really fast track to healing, because if you're going to be in love and you're two people, that love is going to cause you to grow and shift, because you're going to have to change in the face of that love. So it's a fast track to your growth to be in relationship. Fear is the most elegant track of growth. To utilize your fear appropriately is the fastest way to grow. And, or let's not say the fastest, it's just the most elegant. Because if I were to just go through my fears every day, the things that I was afraid of, I would be finding a lot of gifts that I had left behind earlier in my life, using control as a mechanism rather than understanding that my strengths are behind these fears. And sometimes, really, because of the fear that's wrapped around them, they're your greatest strengths. They're the things that you've really decided that you can't have, and I'm not going to have, and I'm too afraid to be without it. So I'm really denying that of myself by going into control rather than going into the fear itself. And so the way that we work with that is, when you find yourself, you know, in fear, and to watch and say, what's my first reaction? Oh, I get really angry. That's what I do. And then what I do is I distract and I stay in anger and I work through anger. But because it's not really the fundamental emotion going on, you're likely just going to create more damage. You're just going to create more problems with the anger, because really that's a smokescreen for the fear that I'm not willing to go through. So the anger, the argument is just going to dance around the fear. So it's recognizing, how do I handle that fear is really important. So if you can first just stop there, that's already a win. If you could just stop and recognize, oh, I got scared. I mean, for me, it really took many years on the Enneagram. I'm a 7 with an 8 wing. So a 7 is really attempting to avoid pain at any cost. And the funny thing is, you know, I went to LA when I got out of the military to be a stuntman, because I had gotten to the point where I had confronted so many of my fears and I felt so like bulletproof. You know, I could crash and wipe out on things and, you know, I'd get scraped up or maybe I even break something. But, you know, I know it's going to heal and I'm okay with that. And I got comfortable, but it was a way for me to overcome fears. You know, it was to just run right through them in a way like a counterphobic 6 might do on the Enneagram, to just confront them and go through them and just deal with them, because I really couldn't handle being afraid, being scared. So that was my way of getting past it. Just be super confrontational about it. But you want to be able to recognize the emotion that you're supplanting, because most people do. And again, we in our own society, like even like Marianne Williams says, it's fear or love. So people are used to saying, I'm going for love. I'm not going for fear. I'm not going to do that. But that fear just keeps floating around and it'll come back again and again. You'll have many, many chances of going through the fear, you know, and the more in love you get, or the more that that thing matters, the more often you're dealing with the fear. And so that fear can really take over. And again, you'll end up creating the downside of that fear. You'll just end up creating the reality that now I'm dealing with the very thing I was afraid, rather than feeling these emotions and dealing with them prior. Now I'm really dealing with a cancer, or I lost my relationship, or something like this, because I didn't deal with the fear. So you want to recognize that. You just want to understand, okay, fear is my north. If it's my north compass, my north star is fear, I'm going to just start looking at that. I'm going to just start understanding what do I supplant that with? Let that be as it is. It's just a reaction. And then sit with it. Just sit in the fear. As uncomfortable as fear is, it's just an emotion. And it's an emotion based in a future that you think something's going to happen, but you're in pattern. You don't even know. A lot of times people really don't even know what they're afraid of, but as soon as they feel fear, they run from it. And so they never really get a chance to find out what's going on under there. So you want to just recognize that. You want to just feel it. It's okay. Just feel that fear.
Yeah. And might I add, those undefined fears will cause a tremendous amount of anxiety for you. So this would be very beneficial, because it's like, it's unplugging it by acknowledging what it is that you're actually afraid of.
Yeah. And you don't really have to go through it at the beginning. And it is scary. So at the beginning, I just want to recognize, what emotion am I actually dealing with instead of fear. So once you do that and you start getting used to it, you'll start seeing a pattern. You know, I'm always afraid of this. This is exactly where I keep getting angry. And when you stop and look at, what am I really afraid of? Well, I'm afraid I'm going to be taken advantage of, or I'm afraid I'm going to lose something. You know, it's going to be a limited belief. And so then you'll start understanding, oh, many times you'll be able to handle it right there, because you've been through the fear in the background so many times. When you actually recognize, oh, I was afraid of getting knocked over by a 1-foot wave, it's not really that anymore. I'm an adult. I know how to deal with these emotions. It's not many times. It doesn't even take any more work. It doesn't take any more work once you recognize that, oh, this is when I was 10 years old. I was, you know, I got embarrassed and I just was never going to put myself in that. And I forgot that's actually what's triggering, because I never go into the fear. This thing has been running for 20, 30, 40 years in my life. And I didn't even realize that all I'm afraid of is this little thing that I can actually just overcome really easily. But when you do overcome it, you are going to find something of yourself. You're going to find something of yourself behind that you weren't aware of and you didn't even know. And sometimes it does take work. Some of these fears really do require some work, because as Grace was saying, the anxiety that you're experiencing is feeling like the belief is going to happen. This is going to happen if this keeps going on. And many times what's going on is anything that isn't that big of a deal. I promise you, half the things you're going to get to, if you just recognize your first emotion, recognize the fear, just feel it. I'm scared. You can even say, just sometimes just by saying, I'm afraid, or I'm scared, already releases some of it and gives you the space to just sit with it. If people around you say, I'm afraid right now and I'm not going forward, but let me think about it, or let me, you know, create the space for yourself to go through it, because that's what you're ideally looking for. As an adult, you can create the space. If I'm afraid somebody's going to laugh at me if I say this, you can just feel that fear for a little while and recognize, oh, I just have a belief they're going to laugh at me. I'm going to be humiliated. Well, you know, that was from when I was 6-year-old reading in front of the class. Everybody laughed at me and I just never wanted to feel that again. So I've been afraid of expressing myself in groups. You see, you're going to find, you can't really say what's the person going to find. You know, you don't know what a person's going to find on the other side of that, because they have a belief. You know, everybody's got their own belief back there. But when you can uncover that belief and go through it, you're going to find a greater sense of yourself. And that's why it's like your North Star. If I really want to grow in the most elegant way, the fastest way to find all my gifts, to find all my talents, to find all the things that I've hidden from myself in my shadow. And, you know, the shadow in my philosophy is a little different than the common psychology version. For me, your shadow is what you've stuffed behind yourself. This is why relationships bring up some of the most intense experiences, because all the things that I hid from myself, all the things that I want, all the things I want to be that I felt when I was developing weren't worthy of love, or weren't, that's too painful to experience this. And so that comes out in the relationship. You'll see that. And so I call that the shadow. The shadow is this place inside where I've hidden. And because they're positive attributes, I can't develop myself fully without them. So your higher self and all that you are takes these things that are really gifts and talents that you don't want to really throw away, and it puts them in the shadow. It puts them in the background. So when you get into something, when you get into a relationship that matters and becomes significant, these shadow aspects play out in the other because they're unconscious and they're part of my vibration. They end up playing out in the relationship. So these that's what I mean by shadow. It's the pieces of yourself that have been hidden by you, you know, by you because of the pain of humiliation or the pain of rejection or something of that nature. So your fears are going to unlock so much of your power, so much of your gifts and talents. It's actually going to, you're going to be working with your shadow, because that's where these strengths have been placed. These strengths have been placed in the shadow, and the shadow is the parts of myself that I've denied. And so for a person who's wanting to become awakened, you have to deal with the shadow. That's like a imperative on the path of an enlightened person, is to drag out all these things that have been left in my shadow. And so fear is one of the ways of dealing with all these shadow aspects. So we're going to go on break again. Stick with us, and we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Okay, so like I said, if you want to get a hold of us, info@synergenetics.com, 1-800-930-2819 if you want to talk to us directly.
Live, that is, right now.
And so we're talking about fear and how to utilize fear appropriately. So I just want to kind of go over it. So your fear is your great teacher. You want to be able to understand that fear is my greatest teacher. Fear is an emotion. I need to understand what fear is telling me, because the message of fear really is not to be avoided. The message of fear is I have a limited belief. That's the way it has to happen in your head. To be conscious is to be aware. And if I'm afraid, it's not that anybody's pushing buttons. And what's going to happen? You're going to get a lot of emotional rush when you get scared. But it's also such a strong emotion, if you know how to articulate internally what's going on, like, oh, I'm really afraid. And like I was saying before, you could just turn around and say, I'm afraid. Everybody, for the most part, is either going to sympathize and have compassion for you in that moment, or you might get somebody angry that you're afraid, because a lot of times they're afraid too. And when you say, I'm afraid, they're going to go into their position about that. But to really understand, fear's your great teacher. Fear is a responsible and accurate way to dig into your shadow. You're going to understand the gifts that you have suppressed, repressed, depressed, whatever you want to call it. You're going to find these gifts again. You're going to be able to uncover those. And you want to incorporate these things. And fear is just a beautiful teacher in that way. It's intense. But if you have this idea that you don't want fear and you don't like fear and you're doing everything in your life that you possibly can to avoid that feeling, fear is running your life. And if fear is going to run your life, then you're definitely in control all the time. So if fear is running your life and you're going into control, you're going to notice there's just no love. I'm not feeling love. You know, I'm not feeling creative, like I can get out of this creatively, because you won't have the facility to be a creative thinker. You know, and of course, freedom is an obvious one to recognize that I am not free right now. I'm not free to, I'm not open. I'm not able to, all I'm trying to do is protect myself at any cost. So that's a really difficult emotion to feel, but it's important to do it. And so you want to recognize, what's my knee jerk? If I get mad, like for me, I just say it again, it's anger. And as soon as I get mad, I'm well into the point now. If I catch myself getting mad, I have to check myself. Am I really mad right now, or did I get scared? And still oftentimes I'll recognize, oh, I got scared. Okay, what am I afraid of then? You know, and now you're on the right path, and now you're utilizing fear appropriately. Because again, you want to know what that belief is, because I got to release that to be more free, to be more loving, to have less control, to be more creative, to be more engaged in the relationship that I'm in around this fear. So you're accessing the shadow. You are having a chance to supersede yourself. And that's very powerful, response to fear rather than avoidance. You know, because like with cancer, a lot of times, people are just afraid of change. They get so afraid of changing that they don't change. And then, of course, when the cancer comes, now I have to change. I just have to do this now or I'm going to die. You don't have to wait till things get there. And fear will escalate. It will escalate to the point that you will deal with that fear. But now you're not dealing with it responsibly. I have to deal with it as a necessity. And so there's not a lot of power in waiting to deal with something until you have to. Again, this is part of what I don't enjoy or don't like about Eckhart Tolle's work. He's not using the power of the future. The power of the future is to alter the now. So if I'm acting in fear and I'm controlling in fear, I'm actually, the past is running my life when I'm in fear. And the past often is some small situation that you wouldn't even really stop for as an adult, but you are because you never went through it. I never really used fear appropriately. So recognize your knee jerk. Understand you got to make it safe. Now, if you figure out what you're afraid of, you've got to figure out a way now to get beyond it. So the way that you're going to do that is listen for the belief. What's my belief? Right now, either you're going to, oh my God, I'm worried. I'm going to be embarrassed. I'm a grown up now. I'm not going to be embarrassed. Why am I so scared? Well, you know, you might want to do some work with the child at that point to recreate that past or heal that past. There's a number of directions you're going to go. But in the moment, if you just recognize and you don't do your anger thing and you can recognize I'm scared, you're also going to recognize what it is that I've got to shift in order to get more freedom, more love, more creativity in my life. So just feel that fear. Even by saying to somebody, I'm afraid, that's going to change. You're going to change because that's not your normal reaction. You're going to be much more vulnerable. You're going to be much more open. You know, if somebody takes advantage of that and works you, you know, you may take a look at the people that you're hanging around with because they might be just as scared as you are. And you're all in the crabs in the box, making sure none of us go into this arena. So just feel that fear and open up to there's something for you on the other side of it. And just listen for the belief. And like I said, most of the time, you're going to end up finding out that that belief is, I don't want to call it silly because that's not really what I want to say, but you will look at it and be like, wow, I can't believe I've been reacting like this for so long. And that's only because you never knew what fear was. You never knew what it was used for. It's like I said last week, when you're angry and you express that anger openly, reality puts the brakes on. If you're in a restaurant and somebody, you get mad about something and you get a little loud, all the tables around you are going to stop and look and go, oh shit, something's going on over there. And so anger are the natural brakes of reality. Well, fear is the natural part of reality to recognize I have an internal limitation, not a truth. It's just an internal limitation. So I'm going to take that apart. I want to take that apart now so I can move beyond this position and use fear appropriately. I'm using fear to let me know what's limited in my life. And really, it's an amazing tool.
It really is. I mean, like I said at the beginning, fear would stagnate me like nobody's business. It's my first knee jerk. I go into fear. I mean, I've learned that's the thing I have to go through anytime I go somewhere new. But learning that fear and love go hand in hand, and anytime I'm experiencing fear, that there's a greater sense of self and love on the other side. Now that became the real impetus to move beyond it. If not, I would just stick around in the fear. And knowing that it's not going to, like, fear isn't going anywhere. That's going to be a natural part of life. And
yeah, every time you have a chance to grow, you're going to get scared.
Right.
That's why we're trying to say, look, recognize what's going on so I can utilize, be responsible for my growth. And you're saying anything?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
So, yeah, just learn to use that fear appropriately, because right now, if you look in the United States, we have a huge problem. Almost everybody, everything on TV, everybody's afraid right now. Because so many people aren't utilizing fear appropriately, we're stagnating. We're all stagnating, and everybody's going to massive control right now. And you see it in the politics again. You know, it's like the two things that I see really obvious in our current society is the lack of understanding around fear and the drought of dreams. you know, when I was a kid, everybody was dreaming about the future of space, the future technology of cars, the future. It's like, we're not even talking about a future anymore because everyone's so afraid of the future. It looks like we're going to run out of resources, run out of water, run out of, we're going to run out of everything if we don't stop what we're doing right now. And so it's like, you can feel the freedom. And when the freedom starts moving away, we start feeling empty. You stop dreaming, and then that's why you lose touch with that future. And Eckhart Tolle is saying, well, don't worry about it. It's creating too much anxiety. Forget the future. No, it's a dream. We have to dream and go after a dream again. That's what America was in the first place. So we have to move through these fears, and if we can all do it each individually, you're already a human homeopathic for the other people that are in fear, and you're going to respect and appreciate them. You might even be able to help them through their fear. So I hope this was enjoyable and I was able to open up. We were able to open up something for you this week. And of course, we could always work on that with you individually.
Yeah, we use fear as a vehicle for change and growth. And we would be honored to work with you. If you're interested at all, find us on the web, www.synergeneticliving.com. Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. We had a wonderful time. And please join us every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and have an awesome weekend. We'll see you back here next Friday.
Tune in on Transformation Talk Radio for the latest on Synergenetic Living Radio with Rick and Grace Paris. Learn how to get clear on the life you desire. Synergenetic Living is a living, breathing, conscious experience. Rick and Grace will teach you the art of utilizing the future to create the now with a sense of artistic and absolute power, having dominion without domination. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, or to download an episode of Synergenetic Living Radio, visit synergeneticliving.com.